There's nothing like getting to the pool early. I'm even earlier today. Got up at 6:30. Went chanting with my friends who live close to the Lido. And it is amazing because the moon is out. The sun is not really rising yet. But you can see that it's going to be an amazing clear day. The sky's got this tint of orange and already blue as well. And I've just arrived. And I was told it was very cold, which doesn't surprise me at all, because again, it was a frosty night. And coming along the common, you could see the frost on the common, which makes beautiful patterns. I'm walking down the other side of the pool today, close to the railway, and you can probably hear the train whizzing past again. And only a couple of people in the pool. And here it is, the moon. The moon is on. If you come in the deep end and you look to your left, beyond the trees, you can see the moon. And I think it's full moon, or at least last night the moon looked pretty full. Today it looks as if the bottom right hand corner has been dented in. Well, corner is really not the right expression, because it is a circle, or the full moon should be a circle, but there's a little indentation in the bottom right-hand end of the moon. But it looks just awesome. So yesterday it was 9 degrees. I'm pretty sure today it was going to be a bit colder. As I arrived, Albert was coming out and he said, "It's cold today," which I'm sure he's right. But walking down the other side of the pool just gives you, again, a different perspective to the pool. And it's lovely and crisp. But as I'm speaking, I can see my breath. That's how cold it is today. It's going to be interesting. I tell you what, before I get in, I will check if the sauna is up to speed and the temperature is up to what it should be to really warm you. So I'm gonna go and check out the sauna and then decide how many length I'm going to do. And then what I normally do is I do get back in after I've been in the sauna, but the sauna's gotta be really warm enough to justify that. There's somebody coming out of the sauna. So it's Wendy and Gail just coming out of the sauna. Maybe I should just, if I speed up my walk, just grab them and ask them what the experience in the sauna was like. So here we've got Gail. Gail, how was it in the sauna?
Well, it was a lovely, sneaky sauna, because I'm going to be a bit late for work.
Oh, are you? But was it warm enough in there?
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, and how many lengths did you do?
I did 4 lengths, then 2 widths.
Fantastic. Okay, Wendy, quickly give me your rundown of the day. How many lengths and how long in the sauna?
4 lengths and up to the steps and back, first steps and back.
Fantastic. Okay, well, get dressed quickly now. You might hear this rush in the background. That's the fountain. So I'm down at the bottom of the pool now. And a bit noisy. So anyway, that's all for today.